Deva Partisi Genel Başkanı seçilen kıymetli Genel Başkanımızı Sayın Ali Babacan'ı coşkuyla alkışlıyoruz.
The launch of Turkey's newest political party, Deva, which means remedy, saw its leader Ali Babacan promising a new Turkey, freer, fairer, along with gender equality. Babacan, once Turkey's economic czar, presiding over the country's most prosperous years, was among Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's closest allies. Now Babacan is seeking to end Erdogan's near two decades iron grip on power. Founding Deva member Sanem Oktar, a businesswoman and advocate of gender equality, is a political newcomer. She says Turkey is ready for change.
The main purpose of this party is democracy, the freedom and equality. So this is what I really believe, for freedom of speech, the equality, gender equality. Every 20 years, the society needs to change. I feel that Turkey, it was a little boy who wear a t-shirt, but the t-shirt is not fit the boy right now. We need a bigger t-shirt in order to fit inside for more freedom, more equality. I think that's what the society is looking for.
Babacan is not the only former ally of Erdogan that is challenging his power.
62, 63 ve 64. Türkiye.
In December, Erdogan's former Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu launched Gelecek, the future party. Davutoğlu's party is aiming more at the religious base of Erdogan's AKP party.
Umut yok denildiğinde, kupkuru dallara can geldiyse.
Gelecek party commercials across social media rely heavily on the corrupt-free image of Davutoğlu. A potent image given the persistent rumors of massive graft haunting Erdogan's years in power. Sociology professor Mesut Yayın says Erdogan's increasing centralizing of power around himself and close family has weakened the once inclusive coalition of views that made the ruling AKP an unstoppable political force, opening the door to new parties.
Those who are running AK Party does not represent the diversity of the conservatives even, okay? Conservatives or the religious people in Turkey. So that means those who are about to build this new party will basically tell to the Turkish people that, okay, we need a kind of much more diverse or much more inclusive conservative liberal party.
One of the main factors why Erdogan has remained in power for nearly two decades is that he has prevented the emergence of an alternative centre-right political party. A decade ago, another former Erdogan ally, Abdullatif Şener, disillusioned by corruption, launched the Turquoise Party. It didn't last long. Business donors received visits by tax officials, members lost their jobs, and the party soon collapsed. History seems to be repeating itself. Within weeks of Davutoğlu launching his party, a successful university he helped found was seized by authorities, along with a cultural foundation he set up. Some of the founding members of both new parties have lost their jobs. Oktar says she is aware of the risks.
Of course I'm worried, but I think the courage, you know, if you are on your path and say the truths of the society and your plans, I think it can be hurt.
But political apathy may yet prove to be the biggest challenge to the new political parties, given that both are led by former figures of Erdogan's government. Istanbul's Üsküdar district was once a stronghold of Erdogan, but in recent local polls saw a big drop in support for President Erdogan's AKP. But people there appear reticent towards both Davutoğlu and Babacan. Murat is a student and says Turkey needs new voices.
I don't think they'll have a chance. They don't give me any hope. Whoever wants to form a new party or get into power says they'll prioritize youth and they'll do something for our future. But we haven't seen anything yet. Nobody should forget where the leaders of these new parties come from. They're all the same.
Opinion polls indicate well over 40% of people say there is a need for new political parties, while the same polls found large numbers of undecided voters. Many are believed to be former supporters of Erdogan's AKP, which is polling record lows, but still the most popular party. With a sluggish economy set to be hit hard by the coronavirus, Erdogan is more vulnerable than ever to a fatal blow from his former allies. Doreen Jones, DW, Istanbul.